in Nottingham. It's been a while. And I'm looking at the glowing cube across the room, which has BBC written on it. A very packed room. And there are people drinking drinks of both alcoholic and non-alcoholic persuasions. There is popcorn, biscuits, mini mince pies. Can you see the disappointment in my voice? Because we're in it. I think it's a Mexican restaurant. Is it Mexican?
Yeah, I think so.
Who are you, strange voice?
My name's Tim. I'm a chef from Leicester.
What's your Twitter name?
Timothy HM.
And you, sir?
My name's Ben from Block Knives.
And one of you must be the plus one. One of you must be the plus two. But I don't know who got invited first. Or who responded first.
We'll find out.
Yeah, yeah. I don't suppose it really matters. But I got an invitation to come here today, to meet in this restaurant in anticipation to go to a showing, a preview of a Doctor Who episode called... Who's the biggest fan?
I don't know. It's the Christmas special, but I can't remember what it's called.
I think it's called The Time of the Doctor, but I'm not sure.
I think you're right, because yeah, I did tweet that earlier on. The Time of the Doctor. This is the Christmas Day Doctor Who that everybody is eagerly waiting for, and yet, right now, it's the 19th, a whole 6 days before it comes out. So those of you who don't want to know what happens, don't worry. I believe we've been told not to talk about... the stuff that might happen, but I know you know that we're going to not be able to resist dropping out some maybe facts, maybe fake facts, like the Dalek do a crossover with the Borg. I don't know. I mean, anything could happen. Cybermen are now pink. I don't know what's going on. Santa is actually a Time Lord. That would explain a lot.
That would be really good.
What would you like to see, the complete fictional thing, to happen in Doctor Who?
Something really unexpected. Like, it turns out Peter Capaldi was just a complete smokescreen, and it's Patrick Stewart after all.
Or Mr. Blobby. Sorry, Dr. Blobby.
Dr. Blobby. Yeah.
What would you want?
I would like... Well, we stick with the Christmas theme. Reindeer drive the TARDIS.
I like that. I was thinking in my head that just, you know, for some... BBC have gone really big budget and have done, got some sponsorship from Hollywood, and in a partnership, the TARDIS now changes every time there's a reanimation. Sorry, show how much of a fan I am. And the first time it reanimates, it's actually a DeLorean.
Yeah.
Which is going to play hell for parking in random streets and places in days of very, very much old and random planetary surfaces. So we're waiting now. I mean, are we all driving? Everybody driving?
Yes.
You're not driving. You've been on a train?
Yeah.
And you're drinking Coke?
Yeah, I've got to be at work at 6:30 tomorrow, so...
Fair enough, yeah. I mean, we could probably stretch through a glass of wine, those of us that are driving and have to be up at work tomorrow, but I also have to be at work tomorrow, so it's a good job I am driving, because the hospitality of the BBC at the moment is very good. Just bring on the Mexican food en masse. I forgot to eat. That's all. The only reason why I'm whinging at the biscuits and mince pies. There is more than enough wine. If you do happen to find yourself in the area, just give my name at the door. There's a chance that, as these two also got in way before I rocked up, you might also. The trick would be to say, I'm one of Christian Payne's plus one. I've just popped out. And I've lost my wristband. You're on it. So here we go, entering in the next hour. In a whole hour. More nachos,
seven?
I think.
Seven?
Yeah, half an hour.
Half an hour.
Time to go to the toilet, because we're drinking pints of Coke at the moment. Should keep us awake. Don't check out our Twitter streams later on, because there may be a couple of clues dropping out there. If we don't fall asleep, it might be really bad.
I might fall asleep. We'll see. We'll see.
Only because you've been up at 4:30.
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm worried.
What do you just share? Very quickly before we go, what you both do, and if you've got a blog or a website.
I don't have a blog or a website, I'm afraid. I have a Twitter account for work that's not really being used at the moment, which is Croc's Cafe.
Cool. Which is where you prepare, create, imagine, and bring to life cuisine.
Yeah, just lots of sandwiches, depending on how you look at it.
I was building it up.
Yeah. It was good. You did a lot better job than I did.
And you, sir?
I make handmade custom kitchen knives. I do have a website. It's block-knives.co.uk.
You heard it here, folks. And we're going to go now to the sound of whoever can do it best, the TARDIS.
What
was that? Howard the Duck.
TARDIS / Donald Duck.